US report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome, Harley.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Now, they're refocusing the task force in the US.
Well, they are. The president, stubbed his toe here a little bit. Yesterday, he was talking about, winding them down, winding down the task force as everybody goes back to work. And there was such a hue and cry. Today, he said, I heard from some very, very good people yesterday how it's important to keep this thing going. So he said, that's what we're going to do. The task force is going to be, he said, indefinite. However, they're going to be refocusing their efforts somewhat because they'll be rebooting the economy, responding quickly and effectively to hot spots and surges and cases as they happen, and on vaccines being developed. So they'll be changing a little bit. He said some members will be leaving, and some new people will be added to it. So it's interesting. He said that the task force will continue indefinitely, but we may add and subtract people to it as appropriate.
Yeah, it may be a toe stub, but at least he's listening to advice and being flexible. And even if it is on the run, he's being flexible at a time when things change so quickly.
Yeah, he's slow to admit when he's made a mistake, and this time he did. On the other hand, there's nobody who can really say, Democrats say it all the time, but the guy does listen. All of the actions, he says one thing sometimes, but his actions have been pretty much, hewing closely to what the experts that he's got surrounding him have suggested that he do. This is not a man who would voluntarily shut down the U.S. economy.
Yeah. What are those, you mentioned the Democrats, what are they up to?
Well, they got this huge spending program dream underway. They want to spend another couple $1 trillion on big programs, and not necessarily related to coronavirus relief. Speaker Pelosi's talking about things like a guaranteed minimum wage, big money to museums, whose visits, of course, have dried up because the doors are closed. There's also rent relief, food security assistance, helping states implement mail-in voting, expanding broadband access, funding for health care, public housing support, bailouts for states with big budget troubles like New York, hard hit by the virus. The problem is New York had big budget troubles before there was a virus.
Yes. Very
and
true.
So, and it's a fair question. Should you ask somebody who's a taxpayer in Wyoming or California or Texas to bail out New York because they can't handle their own budget very well?
Yeah. Which is the previous budget or which is the coronavirus budget that you've got to bridge? That's
right.
The determination you've got to make. Now, a genetic treatment for obesity, Harley.
Wouldn't this be great? At Washington University School of Medicine, that's in St. Louis, they say they have successfully disabled a gene, this is in mice so far, that prevents them from becoming obese even when they feed them way too much fat.
Oh.
This study's in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. According to Steven Teitelbaum, he's the principal investigator, he said the study's developed a proof of concept that it's possible to regulate weight gain by modulating the activity of inflammatory cells. And so they fed these mice after they were able to do that, huge diets of fat, and they did not get fatty livers. They did not get the diseases of obesity, and more importantly, they didn't even get fat.
Why am I feeling happy?
I don't know. I'm having visions of banana splits and that sort of thing, and one little pill to make it all possible.
Yes. Wow. Go the rats. I love to hear this. Thank you, Harley.